You know, I recall I've been around Washington, I don't want to admit to this, long enough to remember the last time the rules of the House were brazenly violated by a party. And that was during the check-kiting scandal back in 1994. And those were the rules were violated. You know, there was no policing, and it led to the Democrats losing control of the House. And in this case, ironically, the Democrats are most directly affected. But it's the Republican majority that is charged with making sure the rules are being followed. And it doesn't seem to me like they're doing the work necessary to reassure the American people that they take potential criminal activity by staff members of the House and potential hiding of that criminal activity by members seriously.